Arriving. Arriving each moment. Each and every moment is a new arrival. Arriving again and again. Connecting. Connecting intimately. Connecting intimately. With this moment's experience. With awareness intertwined. With appreciation. Warmth. Acceptance. Curiosity. Kindness. Connecting with the sensations of the breath in the body. As if sensations were greeted with a smile. With a friendly smile. Offering safety and ease. Inviting your body to relax. Just as if you were walking outside. And a neighbor would pass by, or a child. Her pet would pass by and you would smile, just offering friendliness. Offering friendliness, goodwill, safety. The same attitude of the heart. Greeting. The awareness intertwined with this smile, greeting, receiving the breath and the sensations in the body. metta, friendliness, goodwill, ease, happiness as an attitude of the heart. As an attitude of the mind. As an attitude of awareness itself, imbuing, knowing. So that whatever arises, the sphere of experience, the breath, sensations, thoughts, emotions, pain, suffering, joy, whatever arises, can be met, greeted with awareness that's friendly, doesn't have ill will, doesn't push away, doesn't grasp, has ease, it offers safety. And as we settle, receiving the breath and the body in this way, in particular, and now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind a dear being, an easy being, for whom your care flows with ease. Perhaps the same being you've been using the past couple of days. Bring this being to mind, to your mind's eye. Their felt sense. And seeing, feeling what that brings up in you. Sense of care, warmth, goodwill. And if you like, you can stay with this feeling. It's radiating. Sense of goodwill to them. Or if you wish, bringing in this, the third support, the phrases. Of metta. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease. And now, if you wish, allowing yourself to be seen from the eyes of this being, the kind eyes, the loving gaze, appreciative gaze, the way they see you, looking at yourself through their eyes. Maybe you're the world to them. They see you so differently from the way you see yourself often. Let yourself be seen with the eyes of metta, the eyes of love. Let yourself soak in as much as possible. And being seen this way. Just receiving metta. not getting in your own way, letting it quench your heart, this appreciation, this love that's flowing towards you, not getting in its way. And either just staying with this tender appreciation feeling, receiving without words, or if it works for you, adding the phrases of metta. Adding your own voice to the goodwill of the other. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be happy and joyful. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life flow with ease. Holding yourself dear, the Buddha says, if you search the world far and wide, you wouldn't find anyone more worthy, more dear than yourself, more worthy of your own care, more dear than yourself to you. So hold yourself dear. Worthy of your own care and love. Offering yourself safety. Holding yourself dear, just like you held the dear one. Dear. And know that as you're practicing metta, if metta comes across this goodwill, becomes aware of any suffering or pain, grief, judgment, if it meets this pain, it becomes compassion. It expresses itself as compassion. Metta and compassion are so close. So as you hold yourself with kindness and care, either simply nourishing your heart or meeting any challenges present, with compassion. Now I'd like to invite you having primed our hearts. Bring to mind someone whom you don't know very well and stands in as a neutral person. Maybe someone whom you've seen on the screen. You don't really know them. You don't have a history with them. You don't like or dislike them. They're just another human being or a neighbor, or someone at the grocery store. If it's someone in the Sangha, this Sangha especially, bringing them to mind as, well, any of the beings mentioned, bringing them to mind. Their image, what they look like. What they feel like, perhaps. Or maybe they're just a name for you. Name on the screen. Realizing that this human being is just like me. Just like me, their life is dear to them. Just like me, their life is precious to them, is sweet to them. Just as I have a complex inner life. This being just like me, it could be me. They have a complex inner life. And their life, being connected to those they love, their people they care for, those who are objects of affection for this being. They're full of care, full of love, full of grief. Care for these beings. They too are an object of affection for others. There are other beings who care about this being dearly. They are loved, appreciated. Just like you, they have values, they have intentions. They want to do good in the world. They want to wake up. They want to live happily. They don't want to suffer. They want to be free from pain and sorrow. Just like you, just like me, just like me, this being has a body. They've had physical pain. Maybe they are having physical pain right now. Just like me, they've suffered, they've had loss in their life. They might have lost beings they loved, deeply cared for. Just like me, they've grieved. Just like me, they've been sad. They've experienced loss, challenges, sadness, sorrow. And just like me, they have hopes and dreams. They've been happy. They experience joy. They might even like doing some of the things I like doing. If someone in the sangha you've chosen, they like to meditate just like me. Or something else you can imagine them doing. Maybe they enjoy eating a particular kind of food. Imagine them delighting. And eating their favorite flavor of ice cream. Just like me. Just like me. Or not so different. And just as I want to be happy, I don't want to suffer. I wish this being, may this being too, just like me, may they be free from suffering, if there's any pain. And in general, I wish them well. I wish them safety. May they feel safe from inner and outer harm. May they be happy just like me. Just as I wish for myself to be healthy, may they be healthy, this being. And may their life flow with ease. Can wish them well. This fellow human being just like me, not so different. And if your heart is moved to practice compassion this morning, bringing to mind the suffering of this dear being, of this being whom you don't know, and maybe they feel dear right now, perhaps. This being who, just like you, has suffered or is suffering. We all have challenges in our lives. So with this practice, it's okay right now, with the neutral being practice, to imagine some pain or sorrow that this person might be going through, physical pain maybe, just like me, or something else, the sadness, sorrow, the challenge in their life. Physical, emotional, relationships, financial, or whatever it might be, and wishing them to be free from suffering. May they have peace. May they have ease. May they have ease with their suffering. May there be ease and peace with the suffering, whatever version of the sentences work for you. realizing that this being this neutral being is a stand-in for all of humanity. And just like you want to be happy, just like you want goodness for your dear being and for this neutral being, all beings everywhere. All beings everywhere. Just want to be happy. Do not suffer. So this being, this neutral being, being a stand-in for all of humanity, and extending our heart in wishing well for all beings everywhere, whatever their circumstances might be. Because just like me, just like this neutral being I've chosen, or my dear being, everyone just wants to be happy. Beings in this world just don't want to suffer. They want to live happily. And we all suffer. It's part of being in this world, part of living on this planet, having a body. So just as I wish this being, the stand-in for all of humanity, just as I wish them to be happy, extending my heart, wishing goodness and well-being to all beings everywhere. All beings everywhere. All beings everywhere. Around the globe, around this earth. Born and yet to be born. Seen and unseen. Whatever their gender or gender identity. Whatever their age, whatever their location in the world, where they are right now, whatever their background, their race, their color, their nationality, whatever their sexual orientation, whatever their ability or challenges, whatever their beliefs, whatever their political party, a human being just like me, they have hopes and dreams. They want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. And they do suffer We all suffer. We all suffer. May we all of us, all beings on this planet, myself included, may we all feel safe. May we all be happy and joyful in our lives. May we all enjoy good health as much as possible. And may all of our lives unfold with ease. Thank you for your practice. So, the practice of the Brahma Viharas, the heavenly abodes, they're practiced in ever-widening circles, as in the poem last night from Rilke, the ever-widening circles, living our lives in ever-widening circles, and giving ourselves to it. So this practice, we start often, traditionally we start with ourselves, but given that for many of us, especially in the West, starting with ourselves, a little more challenging. In the West, we kind of prime the heart with the beloved being, and then we turn to ourselves. So I'll just mention the circles traditionally. So we start with ourselves. And then the next category is the benefactor, someone who's supported us. And then the next category is the dear friend category. And we often, for simplicity, again, especially on a short retreat, we merge the benefactor and dear being categories, the dear friend categories, into the easy being, the beloved, the dear being, just to simplify. The next category after that is the category of neutral being, someone whom you choose, whom you don't know, and you see the similarity, just like me, they want to be happy. And you wish them well as we practice today. And then the category after that is the being you have challenges with, the being you have difficulty with. I don't like to say difficult being because it's not helpful to label them as a difficult being. As far as they're concerned, they're perfectly fine. You're the difficult being. So the person you're having difficulty with right now, and maybe in the past you were good friends, maybe in the future you'll be good friends. But right now, there is maybe right now you're having, you're entangled, the two of you. So the person right now you're having challenges with. And the category after that is all beings, all beings. All beings everywhere, where we pervade and share the goodness of our heart, our well wishes for all beings. So again, given how short this retreat was, didn't really spend so much time with the category of beings you're having challenges with, because that can take time. You can get into forgiveness practice and all that, which again, this short retreat doesn't allow itself, but for you to know that those are available practices and maybe your heart even veered into them on your own. And in some ways, the last category of all beings includes all the other categories, as I was mentioning this morning. You're included in that. Your beloved being is included. Your challenging beings are included, especially in this time that's been so politically challenging. I wanted to bring that in. Like, oh, yeah, bring that. Yes, you too, whatever party you're in, of course. May you be happy. May you be happy. Yeah, hatred never ceases through hatred. It's only through love alone that it is healed. And this is an ancient and eternal law, as the Buddha says in the Dhammapada. So healing, healing hatred through love. So as our retreat today, in a few hours, we're still in the retreat, so it's still delicious to enjoy it and not pop out. And you're already at home. There's no transitioning home. You're already home. This is the joy of these retreats. You're still on retreat until it really ends. So still this morning or afternoon, whatever your time zone might be. It might be a good time, might be a nice time if you wanted to. Again, you have choice. We've given you so much choice. You can practice either metta or compassion, again, with yourself, with your dear being, or with the neutral person, or with all beings, or with all beings. As we're kind of going out later in a few hours, extending your heart, wishing all beings well. And again, you can practice metta with all beings, or practice compassion, imagining some beings and their suffering, the challenges. And to make it easier, you can maybe imagine a section by section of beings with particular challenges in the world. All of those who have physical pain or are ill right now. Oh, may all of you be free from suffering. May all of you have ease in the midst of your pain. Whatever way you want to practice metta or karuna, and whatever phrases really work for you, you can choose, craft your own phrases. You're welcome to. And we will also post some phrases that you can take with you and work with. So yeah, still precious to be on retreat with these dear beings on the screen in various places in the world, sitting with you, continuing to practice. And yeah, and as you know, the schedule is a little different this morning. So we have another sit at 10:15. And then I love the communal temple cleaning after that for 20 minutes. So if we were at IRC, where we entered virtually many, many, many days ago, it seems like so long ago, Thursday, heavens. If we were at IRC, we would be now engaging and cleaning together the sense of common humanity, all of us contributing to cleaning the temple, which is lovely. And now imagine as you spend those 20 minutes, I invite you to clean up the dishes or whatever needs to be cleaned up or whatever work needs to happen. Do it with heart. Do it with metta, not as a way, well, I need to do this, but just like, this is my service. This is my sangha service. This is my service to myself. This is my service to others. And see how that might be transformed. Washing the dishes might be transformed into an act of love. Anything can be done as an act of love, as an offering. And know that the sangha is doing, they were all doing our acts of love together. I have some things in my sink I need to scrub, so I'll save them for those 20 minutes. So that's what's happening, and then we'll all come together for the closing circle at 11:20. Yeah, and we have a formal closing the same way we opened with the opening circle, well, opening squares really. We'll have closing squares, which I look forward to. So enjoy your walking and sitting and cleaning and yeah, any other announcements I might have missed, either the managers or Diana. Okay, I didn't hear anything though, so I guess that's it. So relish, enjoy. It's still a really sweet time, the retreat. And yeah, enjoy your practice. Take care.